Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and of course, the host of this podcast that's dedicated to really anyone and everyone, but especially my girls in their 20s and 30s who are on a journey of becoming the best versions of themselves, creating their dream lives. If you listened to my last podcast episode, I was telling you guys how I will be spending a month out here in my hometown, and I've been here for about a week. And I just have to say that being back home is like one really intense therapy session, but in the best way. So I was kind of talking about this on TikTok. I was sharing how whenever I come back home, I'm reminded of two things, which is one, why I left in the first place, and secondly, how much I've grown. But also, whenever I am back home, it feels like a therapy session because being home highlights all the things that I still need to work on within myself. But I've been embracing this mindset of, instead of looking at those things that I needed to work on or my triggers as a negative thing, I just look at it as an opportunity to grow and become a better person. I actually had this realization the other day that whenever I am in my own space in Arizona in my apartment and I'm just like in my own little world, it's easy for me to feel like I'm 100% healed and I don't need to do any more growing because there isn't anything triggering me. It's just me and my safe space with my boyfriend and our pets, and there isn't really anyone around me to trigger me or to highlight any of the things that I personally need to work on. But whenever I come back home, I'm around behaviors and things that I don't really love sometimes. And those are the moments where I realize, oh, I still have to work on this, or I still need to heal this, or I still need to, you know, change my mindset about this. It was just a reminder for me that you grow where it's uncomfortable. I think sometimes it's important to kind of check in and see, like, what are the ways that I am settling or self-sabotaging or holding myself back? And that's kind of what inspired today's episode. As you could tell by the title, we're talking about how to stop settling, how to stop self-sabotaging, and getting in your own way. And before you jump to conclusions and think, oh, that's not me, I don't do that, just stay with me for a second, because you actually might be surprised to realize that you are sabotaging and holding yourself back in ways that you are not even aware of. Yeah, I've had such amazing, amazing realizations this past week alone, and being back in a familiar place has shown me so much how much I've actually grown as a person, and I'm really proud of myself. Like, it's really, really something to be in an old environment, but be a completely different person. And so I think sometimes I personally need these moments to remind me, like, how far I've come, how much I've grown, just the progress that we've made. So I really hope that you enjoy today's episode. If you do, I would so appreciate if you could rate and give the podcast a 5-star review so that more people can discover this podcast. Share this on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can thank you for listening. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So, like I said in the beginning of this episode, you might think that you're not sabotaging or holding yourself back, but you actually might be surprised to realize that there are subtle things that you are doing or not doing that is actually sabotaging your growth, getting in the way of where you want to be in life and accomplishing the things that you want. Some of these things are things that I am doing and am working on not doing or have done in the past. So these are just some of my signs that you might be settling, self-sabotaging, and getting in your own way. And the first sign is what I like to call the one foot in, one foot out. And it's that weird space where part of you is all about growth and becoming better, but another part of you is still clinging on to your old habits, your old routines. And I like to think about this in the context of dating. It's kind of like when you're trying to start a new relationship, but you're still entertaining your ex. It's going to be really hard to either fully move on or build something real when you're just like in this in-between space and you have one foot in, one foot out. And what ends up happening is you end up stuck because progress becomes impossible when you're not fully committed to either path. And the only way to move forward is to make a decision, a commitment to yourself that you're ready to do whatever it takes to grow and let go. A lot of us stay stuck in this like one foot in, one foot out because it's scary to make that decision and make that commitment, especially when we don't know what the outcome is or if we're making the right decision. And I totally understand what that feels like. But I think what's even more frustrating is when you are in that in-between space because you're quite literally not moving forward and you're not going back, you're just stuck. So if you find yourself in this like one foot in, one foot out scenario in your life, whether it's with a job, a career path, a relationship, a decision that you need to make, whatever that is, the only way to see any change is if you make a decision. Either you're going to commit to doing what you want to do or you're going to commit to a different decision. Whatever you do, you have to do it with both feet in. And another sign that you might be sabotaging or getting in your own way is if you turn down new opportunities and experience. I think it's one thing to say no to something that just doesn't align with you, but it's another thing if you are saying no to things out of fear. That can look like turning down a new job, a new opportunity, a date, simply because it's unfamiliar or uncomfortable. An area that I'm struggling with when it comes to turning down opportunities and experiences out of fear is definitely friendships. Friendships have been a very tricky area for me lately. Normally, I'm all about connecting with new people, and I love creating friendships and connections. I thrive so much just in community, but I have found myself turning down invites, friendship dates, and things like that because of fear. I've had a few experiences recently where people turned out not to be who I thought they were, and realizing their intentions were not good. That has caused me to kind of retreat into my little bubble and not want to really let anyone in because it feels safer to be in my own space and protect my peace. You know, eventually, I will need to step out of my comfort zone and allow people in my life again and allow myself to make connections and form friendships that are genuine. And the only way to do that is if I let people in. But I'm not even gonna lie to you guys. Right now, the thought of that is very, very scary. And it's more so because I have been such a selfless friend in the past. I want to support you in all the ways that I can, and I want to show up for you and be a good friend to you. But unfortunately, I've done that to the wrong people, and that's forced me to kind of change the way I navigate friendships. And so, in full honesty, I can say that right now I'm a very selfish friend. I'm not the best kind of friend to have right now because I am more concerned with protecting my peace, and I can fully admit that. But that doesn't come from a place of wanting to be selfish. It comes from a place of needing to feel safe, but that's not the type of friend that I always want to be. I love pouring into my friends. I love showing up for them. I love lifting them up, but I've been burned a little too many times doing it to the wrong people that now I just want to be super protective over my energy and make sure that when I do show up for people in the way that I really, really find so much joy in, I'm doing that for the right people who genuinely deserve that part of me. And it's kind of like the same thing, like if you go through a heartbreak and you give your all to somebody and they end up hurting you, you want to protect yourself a little bit. You want to make sure that you're not giving your love to the wrong person. And that's kind of where I am right now when it comes to friendships. But as I said, I know that eventually I will have to start letting people in again, and I will have to be vulnerable and take that risk. And it's one of those things that I know I need to work on eventually, but turning down new opportunities and experiences is definitely one of the ways that we can self-sabotage and hold ourselves back from so many amazing things that are waiting there for us. So another sign that you might be self-sabotaging or holding yourself back is by identifying too closely with who you used to be. A lot of us don't realize just how much our self-identity shapes our growth. For example, if you've always labeled yourself as the shy and quiet one, or other people have labeled you that way, you might hold on to that identity as a fact. And what happens is you end up navigating life unconsciously embodying that persona of a shy and quiet person. And let's say you genuinely want to become more social and more confident. One of the first steps in being able to do that is letting go of that identity of being the shy and quiet one. Clinging to that label will hold you back from evolving into the person you want to be. Also, something that I had to learn when it comes to your self-identity is you can take all of the physical action steps that you need to take in order to reach your goal, whether it's start a business, finish school, whatever your goal is, you can do all those things to achieve that. But if your self-identity still doesn't align with that, you will never feel the way you want to feel about yourself. For example, if you want to feel successful in your life or view yourself as a successful person, you can do all the things, you can take all the steps to become your version of successful. But if you don't identify yourself as a successful person, then it doesn't matter how successful you are externally, internally, you will never feel successful. As I've made progress in my life, in my career, and I have accomplished things along the way, I've realized how important it is to change my self-identity to match the identity that I truly want to align with. Unless we take a step back, reflect, and really tap into how we view ourselves, it's not always conscious. A lot of the times it's unconscious. And we really have to take time to ask ourselves these questions to really get a clear idea of how do I view myself? What is the identity or identities that I'm carrying? And are they in alignment to what I want and how I want to feel? And once you kind of get clear on that, then you can begin the steps of letting go of the identities that don't align with you. So another sign that you might self-sabotage and be holding yourself back, which is kind of similar to your self-identity, is having negative self-talk. Just like your identity shapes your actions, the way that you speak to yourself also holds so much weight. The language that we use in our inner dialogue can either lift us up or drag us down. And if you're someone who's constantly criticizing yourself or telling yourself that you're not enough, you reinforce a negative self-image that will hinder your growth. As someone who used to struggle deeply with their self-identity and self-talk, I can confidently say that once you begin improving those things, the rest of your life will begin to improve as well. It becomes a ripple effect. You start to believe the things that you are telling yourself. And once you start believing the things that you are telling yourself, you start moving accordingly. And once you start moving accordingly, you start attracting certain opportunities, or certain things start to work out for you in a way that they never have. Truly, my life began to change when I changed the way I viewed myself, when I changed the way I treated myself. And it's like that one quote that I see all over Pinterest all the time, but it goes, in order to change your external world, you have to change your internal world first. And that could not be any more truer.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So another way you might be self-sabotaging and holding yourself back that you might not really be aware of, but it's romanticizing the past. Don't get me wrong, I love romanticizing my life. I love romanticizing the daily, everyday moments, but romanticizing the past is a trap that I think many of us fall into, including myself. The problem with romanticizing the past is that it's easy to get lost in nostalgia and compare your current life to the past. And that could lead us to thinking that life was so much better back then, even when the reality was far from perfect. For example, before I moved away from my hometown, I was so eager to leave and I hated every day that I was still here. Yet once I moved away and life kind of settled, I caught myself romanticizing certain parts of my old life and I focused a lot on the good memories, while conveniently forgetting how unhappy I actually was at the time. And it's totally normal to reminisce and appreciate the past. But what I will say is don't let those memories blind you to the present, especially when what's in front of you is something you once really, really wanted. So what I've been doing to not romanticize the past so much or get too caught up in the way life used to be is when I start to feel myself doing that, I will make a gratitude list of 5 to 10 things that I'm grateful for my life right now. I also like to just kind of take a pause from whatever I'm doing, go on a walk, and just really be present while on my walk to remind myself to be in the now and not in what once was. And just practicing more gratitude and mindfulness, I remind myself that here and now has its own things to be grateful for and its own value, and it helps me to stay grounded in the life I'm creating today. And as I said, it's normal to reminisce on the good times and appreciate the past and be grateful for the experiences that you've had, but don't let it ruin what you have right now. So the next sign that I think can lead to self-sabotage and holding yourself back is you're doing too much too soon, too fast. I get it. It can feel like you need to start a business, launch a podcast, work a 9-to-5, run a marathon, get 8 hours of sleep, say yes to every social invite so your friends don't think you hate them, follow a 10-step skincare routine, travel, and so on and so forth. And if that sounds like you, let me give you some real honest talk right now. You are trying to do too much, and as a result, you're getting nowhere. Are all of these things possible? Absolutely, but definitely not all at once, all at the same time. You don't need to have everything figured out right now, and you absolutely don't have to do it all, especially if you don't want to. But trying to do too much will definitely lead to burnout, and then you'll end up not doing anything at all. And take it from someone who juggles a lot. Okay, I have a podcast, I have a YouTube channel, social media platforms that I work on, a side job, and I travel often, all while trying to maintain a routine. I definitely try to stick to a routine, but I still struggle and I am still trying to find my balance. I will say I feel like I do a decent job with juggling everything and staying somewhat consistent, but the thing is, I did not start off doing all of these things at once. And if I had to go back to the beginning and I didn't have all of these things that I'm working on and juggling in my life right now, I would first focus on my personal habits and routines because that is the foundation to everything. And I'd zero in on like my morning routine. I would build a consistent workout habit. Once I had that down, I'd then dive into whatever project or thing I wanted to do, whether it was like starting a podcast or a YouTube channel. I would focus on one thing at a time because things like starting a business, a podcast, picking up a hobby, creating content, whatever it is, these things require a lot of energy and a lot of attention. And if you're trying to do all of these things all at once, it is not going to be realistic to be able to pour the amount of energy and attention that you need to into every single thing. That's why when you end up trying to do too much, too soon, too fast, all at the same time, you end up failing and not doing anything at all because you're not being realistic with yourself and what is needed for everything to succeed or to stay consistent, at least with what you're trying to do. So if you are one of those people who tries to do too much at once, reel it in back a little bit, take a step back and focus on making sure you have a good foundation, which is your routines, your habits, the things that fill your cup up. Because in order to pour into anything, whether it's a job, a friendship, your family, a passion project, in order to pour into those things, your cup has to be full. You have to make sure you're good and that you have the energy to give to these things and these relationships and these projects and these relationships. So I would start there, making sure your cup is full. Remember that it's all about taking small steps instead of trying to hop from here to here and here. If you really want to be successful in something, it requires intention, it requires energy, it requires effort and consistency. So another subtle sign that you might be settling, self-sabotaging, and holding yourself back is if you often dim yourself. We've all been there, you know, having moments when we feel like we have to dim our light or play it safe or hide who we really are just to fit in or keep the peace. And honestly, this is an exhausting way to live. For a long time, I was conditioned to just stay quiet and not draw attention to myself. And because of that, I developed this belief that I was just a quiet person. And sure, I have a naturally calm and chill vibe, But once I stopped dimming myself and started to get to know the real me rather than the person I was conditioned to be, I realized that I actually am not as quiet as I thought I was. I have thoughts and I have opinions, and I deserve to be seen and heard. And it's kind of funny how life works, going from being told to just stay put and keep quiet and don't draw attention to yourself to now having a whole podcast where I yap and share my thoughts and I create content and I share my life and my face on video. Like, it's just funny how life works. And I feel like that's a perfect representation of growth and not dimming yourself just to appease other people or to keep the peace or to not make other people uncomfortable. And sometimes when we dim ourselves, we think we're just doing what's best, but really, who is benefiting from you dimming yourself? Absolutely no one, other than people who are intimidated or triggered by you being your authentic self. But what I've learned as someone who has stopped dimming myself and who has embraced who I really am is that the more you become, the more you will repel people who are not for you, and you will attract people who are. And I know at first it can feel kind of scary to like let yourself be seen and heard and to have demands and set boundaries. It's very, very intimidating and scary, especially if you've been conditioned to be the opposite. It's definitely very difficult when you do start voicing your opinions and setting your boundaries and being your authentic self. It's difficult when people don't like that, or if they have a negative reaction to that. But all that means is that they are not your people, they are not for you, and that is absolutely okay. All that does is make space for your people to come in. So another self-sabotaging behavior we might be doing is holding on to relationships or environments that no longer fit. So I touched on how saying no to new opportunities can hold us back, but also staying in certain relationships or environments that don't align with us anymore can also hold us back. How often do we cling to friendships or situations out of habit or obligation, even when things start to feel more draining or things just don't feel right anymore? Maybe it's a friend you've had for years, but you're noticing that every time you hang out with them, you leave feeling more exhausted and drained. Or maybe it's a job that you were once really excited and grateful for, but now you find that you feel miserable going to work and you're not as happy as you used to be. I know firsthand how scary change can be, and it's easy to think, oh, I've invested so much time in this, or what if I'm making a mistake? But the thing is, when you hold on to connections or jobs or spaces or friendships that have expired, that have run its course, that is going to keep you stuck because it's going to prevent you from growing and experiencing new opportunities, new friendships, new relationships that might align better. I think sometimes the hardest part about personal growth is recognizing when it's time to let go and move on, especially when it's from something or someone that you once really enjoyed or connected with. It can be painful, but also releasing what no longer is for you opens up the door to new opportunities, new connections that truly resonate with who you are evolving into or into the next step of your life that you're meant to go in. So if you have been feeling that nagging sense of unease in a certain relationship or environment and you feel like this isn't for you anymore, trust that feeling. Put in your 2-week notice, have that tough conversation, do what you need to do so that you can create space for what aligns with who you are becoming. So the last thing that I think holds so many of us back is procrastination/perfectionism. I think this is like a 2-in-1. We all have been there where we put off starting something, making a change, or diving into something new because we're waiting for everything to line up just right. And we keep telling ourselves, oh, once this is perfect, then I'll do this. Or once the economy is better, then I'll start my business. Like, we always have excuses for why we aren't starting something or doing something. And don't get me wrong, I totally believe in divine timing and the perfect order of things and not rushing the process. But I also believe that things are never going to be 100% perfect or ready. And if you're constantly waiting for the perfect moment, the perfect time, for everything to align perfectly, you will always be waiting. There comes a time when you just have to take that leap, make that change, and start, even if the circumstances aren't perfect, even if things are not exactly how you want them to be. Sometimes you really just have to embrace the messiness of the journey instead of just waiting for things to be perfect. Progress is progress, even if it doesn't look perfect or if it doesn't happen so seamlessly. So if you're currently feeling stuck in that waiting game, challenge yourself to take one small step forward. And it doesn't have to be monumental. It doesn't have to be anything extreme. Just a little move in the right direction can really kickstart that momentum you need and begin the process of making those changes.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And there you have it, you guys. Those are all the ways that I feel we can often find ourselves settling, self-sabotaging, and holding ourselves back in life. As I mentioned, I have done some of these things myself. There are some things that I'm still working on, and it's a process. All of this is a journey. It's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to be a quick fix. I feel like I talk about this often, but I feel like it's really important to reiterate and remind ourselves, because sometimes it can feel very overwhelming when it feels like there's so much we need to do and work on and fix about ourselves. And I just want to say that as much as I really aim to better myself and work on myself and all that, I also try to acknowledge that it's going to take time and it's going to be a process, and I will make mistakes, and there might be times when I take 10 steps forward and then 5 steps back. And so I try to give myself as much grace as possible when it comes to just being patient with myself. And I often like to remind myself, especially when it comes to things like changing my self-identity or my negative self-talk, that I've been identifying myself a certain way for years, or I've been practicing negative self-talk for years and years and years, and I cannot expect myself to stop doing those things in a week, in a month, or even a year. It will take time to undo years and years of self-sabotage, of certain behaviors, certain thought patterns, certain beliefs, certain mindset, and you can't expect to just change that all overnight. Like, no, that is quite literally impossible. So I just want to remind you of that if you're feeling overwhelmed or like, wow, I have so much to work on. I have so much I need to do. There's so many ways I'm self-sabotaging. I'm never going to achieve the life I want or be who I need to be because I have all these things to fix and work on. You will get there in time. As long as you stay committed to showing up for yourself, you will get there, and you will get there before you know it. But anyways, that is all I have to say for today's episode. I really hope that you enjoyed. I know this one was a little bit more of a deeper one. I feel like it was needed, though. A lot of my previous episodes have been more lighthearted, more fun, which, don't get me wrong, I love the lighthearted, cutesy podcast episodes, but sometimes we need a good, deep conversation. So I really hope that you enjoy today's conversation. Again, if you did, I would so appreciate if you could rate and review the podcast, share this episode on your Instagram stories, or with someone that you think may enjoy this episode. And if you are interested in checking out any of our sponsors for today's episode, the links to everything will be in the show notes. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.